The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
The American dominant media, namely ABC, NBC, and CBS, have been shamelessly lying to us, and it's called the sin of omission. They have become networks of political manipulation instead of deliverers of honest news. They still remain very powerful, since one of them just hired a mediocre morning commentator for $13 million. Per year, proving they have more money than good judgment. Since George Bush became president over 5 years ago, these liberal networks, along with most but not all liberals, have never gotten over the fact that the Democrats lost the last two elections. In the first election, Al Gore used his clout as then vice president to create drive-by voting for thousands of illegals to vote for him as president with no questions asked. He still lost and never became president, thank God. The left do not lose gracefully, and when they lose, they fuss and moan and attack the opposition personally. In short, they have tantrums. The liberal media report every bad incident occurring in Iraq and omit all of the U.S. and Iraqi Army's victories, along with their endless bashing of President Bush. Their dishonest, reckless actions delight and embolden the enemy terrorists and prolong the bombings of our troops and innocent Iraqi citizens. The American media want us to fail in Iraq, and that is treason. After Afghanistan, world intelligence did believe that there were WMDs in Iraq and that Saddam Hussein was cruel and unstable enough to possibly use them. Except for France, Russia, and Germany, who were busy receiving billions of bribe dollars from the scoundrel Hussein, from the oil for food scandal, the entire UN unanimously voted that we must go and disarm Iraq. Our entire Congress voted and agreed. Now they all have amnesia. When things are rough, all the Monday morning quarterbacks who never would have predicted that all the world's Islamic terrorists would converge in Baghdad to try to prevent democracy from taking hold, they're all complaining and blaming Bush for everything, constantly. How cowardly. Weaklings always search for scapegoats, instead of having the cojones to say, perhaps we all made some mistakes. Returning soldiers and visitors to Iraq do report that wonderful things are happening there, but the media refuses to report anything positive. Eventually, our troops will leave. The jury is still out about the direction in Iraq. More time will tell if the Iraqi people will have the will and the fortitude to create and maintain a democracy. It won't be easy. Kudos to our own troops, the best and the brightest, going there willingly and courageously to fight the Islamic terrorists in order to ensure they do not come here to our shores. Kudos also to the Bush administration for keeping us safe from terrorist attacks since 9/11. About the dominant media, shame on them and their dishonesty. May they self-destruct. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.